Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss when it's okay to overpay.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about some of the challenges, the concerns, the mistakes people can make when purchasing a residential investment property, multifamily. And it's a fascinating industry. There's a lot of things to know that you just don't have the experience with until you've done a lot of units or you work with Bob and then you're in a safe place. Bob, let's talk a little bit about when people are willing to overpay for an investment property in order to avoid capital gains. It seems counterintuitive. It's an investment. Why would you overpay for an investment?
Well, there are times when that may in fact make sense. In fact, it makes sense the majority of the time, depending on how much you're having to overpay. Okay, here's the situation. Let's assume that I owe $100,000 in capital gains taxation if I sell this property. I could then simply pay the $100,000 and not have any tax obligation whatsoever from that point forward on the money that came out of that investment. Now, as it earns something in the future, yes, I'll pay income tax on it. But let's put it this way. What would happen if I found another very desirable property, but did in fact have to overpay $100,000? When would that in fact make sense? Well, now I own the property. The government doesn't have my $100,000. I have it invested in the next property. And let's assume that that property is producing a cash flow, is producing appreciation and value. I have a chance of having that property earn enough additional profit in the future to pay that $100,000 tax whenever I get around to paying it. Because if I use a 1031, literally I'm deferring the tax consequence until I later sell the property. With no interest bearing, no penalty, I just simply have pushed the tax down the road. So now that property produces enough to pay that tax plus a bunch more. The whole thing is I now own more property producing more benefits as opposed to the $100,000 paid in taxation, which will always put me behind the eight ball by $100,000. I mean, there is logic in doing that, but would I necessarily pay $400,000 too much to save $100,000? No, I don't think so. So, I mean, there comes a point where it's got to be rational, it's got to be logical, but you should consider a 1031 every time.
You just wind him up and let him go on this topic. He's good at what he does. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.